Hello?
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 It's opinion research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. It's not a sales call. I'm not asking for a donation. May I speak to Julianne?
Speaking.
Okay, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. So on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. It is a long way off, I know, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or you're not going to vote for that?
Certainly, yes, I will be voting.
Okay. Gotcha, thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but they skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote for those offices?
Almost certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. In what year were you born, please?
1989.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race I haven't mentioned?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
That's a tricky one. I guess I'll say moderately close to going in the right direction, but things are, you know, could always get better.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. I'm going to read you now a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability, parental rights and education, or water policy.
Probably the one about home ownership.
Housing affordability, by chance?
Yes.
That one, okay. Thank you. Moving on, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, please say so. We're starting with Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Steve Brandow.
No opinion.
No opinion. Gavin Newsom is the next one.
Mostly favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Mostly favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
That one I don't know enough about to make an opinion, so I'll go no opinion on that one.
Nope. Oh, no problem. Gary Bredefeld is the next one.
No opinion.
Opinion either. Thank you. Thinking about the March primary election, as the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and council member, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, who is CPA and assessor recorder, for whom would you vote?
You know, I'm somebody who does my research before I go. So, I honestly, I don't think I could tell you at this point.
No problem. I understand that perfectly. However, I got to ask the follow-up question for quality purposes.
Mm-hmm.
If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? I can give you the names again if you like.
I would probably just lean towards the incumbent if there's an incumbent.
I wouldn't know. I don't have that info in here.
Okay. if you could read the names again, that would be great.
Okay, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefell, who is Businessman and Council Member, Dion Bordes, and Paul Dictos, who is CPA, Assessor Recorder.
Let's go with Paul Dictos.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefell as a Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. More than halfway complete. I really appreciate your participation. Moving on, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Again, no names, just a general description for a candidate, right? For each, just tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Starting with, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Less likely to vote for them.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat less.
Okay, a candidate who is a Democrat.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhat more likely.
Someone more. Okay, thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat more likely.
Someone more. Okay. Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Much more likely.
Much more. Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly, with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more. Okay, just a moment. Okay. Appreciate your patience once again. We're almost done, getting near towards the end. I'm now going to read you statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisor so you can have more information. Right after each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. Starting with Steve Brandau. He currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he'll continue to protect our families and quality of life. Remember, the options are good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to vote for him after hearing this info.
No chance.
No chance. All right. Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. You have the same options. I can read them again if you want.
Fairly likely to vote for him, yes.
Fair chance, okay. Yep. Thank you. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms. protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Rederfeld will fight for honesty and transparency in the government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Same options.
No chance.
No chance. All right, thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandow, who is County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman Council Member, Dion Bordes, or Paul Dictos, CPA Assessor Recorder, for whom would you vote?
Paul Dictos.
Dictos, okay, thank you. All right, finally, last couple questions for statistical purposes only. And it says, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
A strong one, okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
I have a PhD.
PhD, gotcha. Thank you. And lastly, do you currently own your home, rent your home,
or do you live
with friends and friends? You rent?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. I really appreciate your participation. Thank you very much for your patience as well. Hope you have a great rest of your night.
Thanks. You too. Have a good night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye.